The Supreme Court also upheld a law yesterday intended to shield children from X-rated websites, and the nation's libraries face a tough choice: either install anti-pornography filters on their computers or give up federal subsidies for web access. The court ruled that filtering the internet is constitutional, even though the American Library Association calls it censorship. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The American Library Association denounced the ruling, at the same time calling it narrow. In separate opinions, Justices Kennedy and Breyer said requiring content filters is constitutional only if adults can request that their own filter be disconnected. The problem, according to the ALA's incoming president, Carol Bray Casciano, is that disabling an anti-porn filter for a particular user is not as easy as flipping a switch.
There is no way that I know right now that we could disable filtering software on one particular computer. We are going to have to research this further to find out exactly how that can be done. And of course, under the law, we will have to provide that somehow.
Until now, libraries have been free to decide their internet policies locally. Some already use content filters, although it's not known how many do. The San Francisco Public Library has a network of 350 internet computers, and a local ordinance prohibits installing a filter on them. At the main library, patrons are divided on the court's ruling. Chantel Siga, the mother of a 12-year-old boy, agrees with the majority that there should be limits to what children are allowed to see.
I think it's a good idea to put the sensors in because you have everyone coming to the library, you know, children, whatever. If they can't access it on their home computers, of course they're going to go where they can access it.
Siga says although filters may infringe on adults' First Amendment rights, it's a sacrifice people should be willing to make.
It is censorship, but then it's also looking out for our children's best interest.
But other library patrons object, saying first of all, filters don't prevent children from viewing pornography.
Kids today, if they want it, they're going to get it. There doesn't need to be censorship.
25-year-old Terrence Billenstein has had experience with porn filters at a library he used in Ohio. He says the software has a habit of blocking access to websites that should not be blocked.
I happen to be a homosexual male, and one of the sites I like to go onto is gay.com, which is not a porn site, but yet the filters don't allow it.
Currently, most of the nation's 50,000 libraries receive some federal funding to improve their internet access, more than $1 billion worth in the past 5 years. Libraries that do not comply with the new filtering requirement must give up those subsidies. San Francisco City Librarian Susan Hildreth does not expect the Board of Supervisors to change its opposition to filters, so she faces the loss of a hefty part of her budget.
We had been receiving an 80% discount on our costs for internet access and circuits that provide that, so therefore we anticipate we will have to pay about $250,000 that we hadn't planned on paying.
The American Library Association predicts many cities will choose to forego federal subsidies rather than accept what they say amounts to censorship. Libraries in poorer communities may feel they have no choice. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.